Good morning, everyone. Y'all come on in. We are going to get started. We're talking about managing our mind, managing our time, managing our weight, all the things. So let me get my screens set up, get Coach Lisa on stage. Maybe a little nasally in coffee this morning. Whew, my sinuses. I was just a sneezing before we even got on here. I was in there blowing my nose, all the things. And then let me pull up. So Coach Lisa is going to be in the Q&A. Also, I have a funny story to tell y'all while we all get in here. You're going to get this in the podcast. You probably won't get this podcast until, oh my gosh, it's like right around the new year. It's somewhere like I've been recording. And I am not joking. Yesterday, and y'all know I'll just share anything with y'all. I was out for a walk. So, well, let's first say I woke up yesterday morning super early, need to do some work. So I got up around 4 in the morning and I noticed after about an hour or hour and a half, I was like, man, stomach is just growling. It's like, I'm never going to make it through a workout like this. So I thought, I'm going to have a banana. So I'm like drinking my coffee, have a banana. And then I wrap up and I'm like, okay, time to go for my walk. I need to talk to Jane. Then I'm going to lift my chest. Like, I had a beautiful day planned because I had journaled. So speaking of time management, like y'all, I had laid out my entire day and everything was going to just go like so. And I had a busy day. Tuesdays and Wednesdays are my busiest days of the week. Tuesdays specifically because I start meetings at 8 a.m. and I don't get an actual physical break until it's usually like 2 to 3, depending on if any meetings run behind. Well, I'm walking and talking to Jane. I'm like, I gotta go to the bathroom. I am down that street. I am not in this driveway. So I start walking a little faster. And all of a sudden, a thought came in my head. And I was like, well, thank God we're wearing the dark pants today because we're not making it. And I didn't make it. I had a baby blowout on the way home in my pants. I was like, oh my God, I have done this off and on, well, since high school. The very first day of high school, it wasn't the first day of high school, it was the first day of band camp. We had pre-camp in the hot sun in July, and we had to do jumping jacks. And guess who shit their shorts while we were doing jumping jacks? That would be me. And so off and on my entire life, I had just like, had moments where I shit my pants. I never know when it's going to happen. Just every now and then, my colon is just like, who cares? Well, yesterday was a who cares moment. I cared, but my colon didn't. And so I come in the house, and it's a mess. And I'm on the toilet texting Chris saying, I'm going to need bleach wipes. I've shit my pants. Let me tell you, not only, it was a lot. And by the time he came downstairs, I had at least thrown the pants. And they were my favorite navy blue tights. I threw them away because now they've got bad memories. So throw them away. I'm like, take that out because like, we can't have this in the house. And he's like, Chris doesn't miss a beat. He's like, thank God it's trash day. And he just takes it on out, drops off the bleach wipes. Never says a word rest of the day. And of course, last night I said, hey man, you know, when I put out all those pheromones first thing in the morning, does that do it for you? He looked at me and said, I love you, but I love you already enough. I was like, all right. So anyway, that was my day. And the reason why I'm telling you, because we're talking about time management this month, is I could have used that moment to say, literally, this day's gone to shit. I mean, I remember thinking when I was cleaning myself up, well, now you can't work out. Like, and I was behind. I had planned to take a shower later in the day. Like there was all this stuff going on. And it was such a mess. There was no taking a shower later in the day. And so I had to take a shower. I had to get ready. I had to do all this stuff. Ran out of time to do my workout. And I immediately, like my brain wanted to go to, the day has gone to hell. I might as well. I just want to say that to all of you, because even though I am teaching you to plan today and I'm teaching you how to structure a calendar and like what to put on there and all this other stuff. It doesn't excuse your brain from making up excuses. It doesn't mean that when things go haywire, that you throw it all out the window. It also doesn't mean that when things go haywire, that you just follow the aimless bullshitting commands of your brain. I listened to myself want to think nothing would go right for the day. The day is wasted. This is terrible. And all these other things. So here's what I did. I pivoted like I teach y'all. I pivoted like a motherfucker. I took my shower. I had 18 minutes before my first call. I did not have time to do a chest workout. So I went out on a walk and I did a podcast about it. I was like, you know what? I bet you other people could learn from this. So I strapped on my walk-in podcast shit. I went outside. I filmed a podcast while I was walking, talking about it, talking about how I had to change my mind, all this other stuff. And I'm sharing it with y'all today because I don't want you to have to wait until fucking January to be able to get the message. And so I did my chest, I did my workout later in the day. My stomach didn't feel well. I was supposed to go to a dinner last night with a dear friend of mine. She was hosting a dinner for a bunch of people. I had committed to it. I decided not to go to that. I felt terrible about canceling. I felt off like an awful friend, but I also knew that I needed to stay home. I was having colon problems. So I was just honest with her. You don't always have to tell everything. Like I just happen to be really honest about my shit, but I decided to feel like a terrible friend, but also take care of myself. Also know I have limits, but I ended up getting the chest workout done because I wasn't sick yesterday. I just was having colon blow, which I have every now and then. I've got IBS. I don't have real bad IBS, but I have flare-ups. And as I've been telling y'all for a long time, one, my period's supposed to start. So it typically flares up then. And also, I've not felt good lately. Like I've been really stressed out. And when I have a lot of stress, my colon is like my little weather bell of like, for fuck's sake, do something for us. So my colon spoke clearly yesterday. And then I just went about the day. I just asked myself, what can I do? What's in my control? What do I need to pivot? What do I need to change? I did not stop, drop, and recalendar everything. I did not do a big fucking journaling session and all this other stuff. I already journaled that morning. But what I did do was I just ran through things through my mind. I listened to my shit and then decided, but that's not what I want to do next. And I showed up for the rest of the day. And I will tell you, I ain't got no regrets. I don't second guess it. I was just like, this is the best we got today. So guess what? We're going to do our best. We are not going to fuck the day up when saving the day is an option. And so for all of you, I want you to hear that. Some people are saying like, where is that podcast? It releases in January. You're getting it now. So Jackie, you have like, if you want to hear the full podcast, you got to wait. For like all the other people in the world, basically I gave you everything that I taught in that podcast right here. And you're going to get more because today we're actually going to be talking about like, how do you actually calendar? Like what is the order of which things should go on your calendar? So let me pull up my notes and go to the top. All right. So if you're brand new, I'm really glad you weren't recording when you had the issue. Oh, I was recording. I was just recording with Jane. y'all should have seen that Marco Polo. I bet my eyes were about this big. And I was like, girl, I'm going to have to go to the bathroom. And then I was like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. And I was just like, I got to go. I'm not going to make it. I'm just like slamming the Marco Polo down on her. Then after I shit my pants, I texted her real quick from the toilet while I'm cleaning myself up. I texted her and I was like, shit my pants. You'll find out in the Marco Polo what happened. she replied back. She's like, well, this sounds like it's going to be entertaining, which it probably was. All right. So if you're brand new, this is a Q&A. And what I do on Q&A is I will answer questions. You can put them in the Q&A box. Today is all about mastering your time, mastering your weight loss. And I am going to go over a few things. I do want to make one announcement. If you want to come in person to camp, the It Think It, Ink It, Shrink It camp, today is the last day for a discounted room rate. If you are coming to the in-person event and you have not booked yet, please make sure you do it today because the hotel is taking the discount away tomorrow, and Nashville rooms ain't cheap when that discount's not there. So you're going to want to get that discount. All right, let's go over prioritizing what goes on your calendar. So today is all about prioritizing things and getting it on your calendar. So last week I talked about how we have like a open and a close to your day and how that's flexible. So if you want to understand about how do you start a day and how do you end a day, so you're kind of helping yourself get into the groove and routine and then decompressing for the day, that's a great call to listen to. You can go to this month in No BS. Look for the Managing Your Time, Managing Your Weight course. If you'll go straight to that page. Every replay is on that page for you. So you can go there to watch that. And this week, we're going to talk about how we decide our priorities so that your needs get met, so that you can support other people's needs along the way. So before I get into it, because a lot of you have just, you're just juggling lots of things. You're juggling you're juggling kids, you're juggling jobs, you're juggling a social life. You might be juggling travel. Like a lot of us have what we call tons of competing priorities. And then we have ourselves. But I will tell you, some of you, a good number of you, have an abundance of time. Your biggest issue is you got lots of time and you ain't doing a lot with it and you feel shame about it. And I think this is a very normal phenomenon. You know, women, we go through our entire life. We are pretty much expected to these days be, go to college and then get a job and then get married, have kids, balance all of it. And while you're doing all that, you're supposed, not only are you supposed to have a family and go get a job, but you're also supposed to do both, being in the family and in the job. Both are full-time jobs. You know, decades and decades ago, the woman's role was primarily, she was the boss of the home. And so she took care of all that. And, you know, men, they went to war, they went to jobs, they did all that. And that was just kind of historically for thousands of years, the way things were set up. Then during the like early 1920s, first half of the 1920s, things changed for women. And women had to go to work when there was a shortage of men, you know, off fighting wars in Europe. And when the men came back, you know, women, they got a taste of money and like going out there making shit happen. And of course, we wanted to do what? We wanted women's liberation, which I think is a beautiful thing. I'm not like poo-pooing on that. But what ended up happening for women that's very different for men is women, in order to have a successful career and stuff, there was this understood rule in society that we would also maintain our role as the housekeeper, the child rearer, the child bearer. Like we were going to have to keep all of that, keep, if we wanted a job, keep all that. Plus, we needed to be sexy. And we needed to like please our man and all the things. So I'm telling you all of that simply because in this day and age, when women retire, it's really hard on us. So much of our identity is wrapped up in like the second half of our life, in how we raised our kids and how we performed at work. Now, you might not have had a job, but you may not have kids anymore, or your kids have flown the coop and now you are retired and maybe you're even single. An abundance of time can be just as pressure-filled as a full fucking calendar. And it has nothing to do with what's on the calendar. And I want all of you to hear this. When you feel pressure, it is coming from the 6 inches between your ears. If you have an abundance of time and you're still not getting things done, like that weight loss, you're like, I always thought when I would retire, I'd you know, I'd finally be going to the gym. I'd be taking classes. I'd be painting. I'd remodel my house. I'd organize things. I'd have that garden I always said I would. I'd be traveling and seeing the grands. Like, we all have this idea of what life's like when we have an abundance of time. Then we get it. And the problem is that our brains have this pressure of like all the things we think we should be doing. What we never really think about between whether or not our calendar is full or our calendar is wide ass open is thinking about the life we want to create. The pressure is not from activities, the lack of or the overabundance of. The pressure comes from things like this. You should be doing this. You're letting so-and-so down. You always said you would. I don't think you're good at that. You'll never be able to do it. You suck at this. That's where pressure comes from. The biggest mistake all of us make is thinking that pressure comes from our activities. The only pressure a woman ever feels is the pressure she puts on herself to perform, the pressure to not let people down. Like, if let's say your kids, they got all these sports and stuff. I was listening to a podcast the other day. It's a business podcast. I don't think y'all would like it. I'll just summarize it for you. She was talking about how her child turned 10. And this is a woman who was a competitive gymnast turned pro NFL cheerleader who now runs like 6 companies. And she was like, I love sports. I grew up in sports. I watched my mother wag my ass around town and all over state and all over the country for things. And she said, I looked at my husband and I said, when our daughter turned 10 and wanted to do things, she said, I will not be choosing and I will not be participating in any sports that require our weekends as a family to be spent exhausted. She's like, Saturdays and Sundays are family time. It will not be on the field. It will not be going to sports. And she said, and I do that unapologetically. She said, of course, if my daughter wants to pick something that's on the weekends, she's going to be disappointed. But what I'm also going to do is tell her, we're going to pick something that fits this family because the whole family's got to win. And I was just listening to that and I was thinking about all of us. So often we think pressure comes from our kids and they want to do these things and then we feel like we have to do it. I don't care if you want to be sitting at the ball field on the weekends. If you want to be there, put your kids in the damn sports, but quit bitching you got to drive them. That's the pressure. Thinking you have to do it? No, you can choose to disappoint them temporarily and not have that. You also can say, you know what? I really want this for my kid. This is the season of life I'm in. And I'm willing to go and not bitch and make my life miserable doing it. And that's what we all have to remember. So often this pressure has nothing to do with activities. It has nothing to do with the lack of or the amount of. It has everything to do with the way you talk to yourself about it. It's always a choice. And if you don't want to feel overwhelmed, your schedule's jacked, all this other stuff, stop blaming your children. Stop blaming your spouse. Stop blaming retirement. Stop blaming your grandkids. Stop blaming the world and start listening to what am I telling myself about all of it? And what is, this is the most powerful question I think all of you can ask. What feeling am I trying to avoid by saying yes? Because if you're going to, like, if you look at your calendar and there are things on there you don't want to be doing, but you're showing up for it, you need to figure out it's probably, well, I don't want to disappoint them. Are you willing to let someone feel temporary disappointment so that you're not sitting at a ball field every weekend fucking disappointed that you have to be there? Sometimes it takes a little discomfort, a little things, or you either have one of two choices, make a different choice and allow all of those feelings, or stop fucking berating yourself. because it's not useful. If you're going to be there, you might as well be there with a fucking smile on your face. Now, for those of you with the abundance of time, where's the pressure that you're putting on yourself? Why do you have to start hobbies? Maybe you shouldn't do that garden yet. Maybe it's okay. Like, you're so used to being needed and wanted and all this other stuff that when all of a sudden there's no job patting you on the back, making you feel worthy and stuff, retirement feels like a bitch. You're not getting dopamine hits. You know why? Because you outsourced it to your damn job for 50 years. There's a transition period. This is the time we got to learn, like, oh, I got to redefine what does success look like for grandma now? What is, like, what, like, is it lazy to lay around all day in retirement? Is that what you're telling yourself? I'm just so lazy. I never get anything done. You're not lazy. You don't put your time in. You know what you are? You've got time on your hands and you get to decide how you want to spend it. And if you don't want to fucking fill it up all the time, you've got to make peace with that and stop calling yourself lazy, a procrastinator, and all this other shit. And if there is things you want to be doing, make sure you're not doing it because you think you should be filling up your time. Question if you want to be doing it. Make sure this is shit you'd actually like to enjoy, that you ain't just playing pickleball because everybody else playing pickleball. Maybe your ass don't like that. But the thing is please, 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 y'all quit putting so much pressure on yourselves. Pressure's not going to make you do better. It's probably going to burn you out and leave you feeling gross. So when you have an abundance of time, remember, if you put, like when I talked to you today about prioritizing and putting things on a calendar, put the shit on there you actually want to be doing and pick one. So many of you who have all this extra time, you're like, and this even goes for my people who have like too much to do. They're like, on top of working a job and taking care of kids and shit, I think I should be volunteering, growing an organic vegetable garden, remodeling my kitchen by myself, having tidy towels folded everywhere in the house, and making my own homemade candles so that we don't have to have toxins in the house. Like, y'all are ridiculous. So we want to make sure that what you end up putting on here that you actually want to be doing. And that's just telling yourself some truth, because the sad truth is going to be once we put it on the calendar, you ain't going to feel like doing half the shit that's on there. Because in the moment, your present self rarely wants to do what you think future self is like. Good job, girl. Thank you for setting me up for so much success. Like, it's a no. Present self is like, fuck you, future self. She just wanted to backhand her ass and say, get the hell out. They're donuts. So make sure that you remember, we cannot rely on future self and all of her dreams and aspirations and shit with present self. Present self hardly ever gives a fuck about her. She has immediate desires. So the only way that we can like do this is we have to find a way to move ourselves toward what's called future rewards and punishments in the present moment. So you have to make the future consequences become really present right now. So like for a lot of you, your brain is going to say, oh, I can do that later. Because I'm just going to tell y'all, I just wrapped a workout. I don't even remember the only workout I love doing that I can't wait to go on is when I go for a walk to talk to Jane. It feels so good. I get such a dopamine hit. It's so easy. I'm like, I'm feeling connection. And I like the air. And I'm like, oh, here I am. I'm being physical. Like, there's a lot going on there. So it's easy. But when it's time to go to the gym and lift weights, I am just like, fuck, I got to go right now because I don't have a lot of time. It's always a fuck moment. But that's okay. You know what I told myself a long time ago? You don't need to look forward to it. Just go do it. Most of us spend a good bit of our life just doing things without arguing about it. You probably go to work every day, not feeling like it. Very rarely do we like bound up out of bed like, oh my God, I never do that work. I can't wait to go. Like, you're not like a cheerleader like that. You're always like, fuck me. And yet you don't sit there and be like, I guess I can't go today because I don't feel motivated. You don't feel like, well, there's that excuse again. I guess it's another day. I'm going to have to hope they pay me because I don't feel like going. I don't know how to get out of bed. I'm unmotivated. What do I do? That's what y'all do when it comes to the 24-hour plan, working out. You ain't ever got to feel like it, but you do need to prioritize it. It's important. You do need to put it on your calendar. And in the moment, this is what I usually tell myself. I'm going to do this now so I can quit thinking about it all day. So I'm going to do this now so I don't have to feel bad later when it's time to do it. I'm going to do this now because chances are, I tell myself this all the time, girl, if you wait till the afternoon, you are not going to want to. Just like yesterday when I shit my pants and I could literally not do my workout in the morning. The first thing I told myself is, you're going to do it this afternoon. You're going to need to, the moment this meeting ends, you're going to need to haul ass into your gym because you ain't going to feel like it. There ain't no pit stop for a snack. I told myself, you're going to dread it. You ain't going to like it. And then what I did is I reminded myself that like being in procrastination is actually more painful than being in the middle of doing the work. Like procrastinating, I want you all to think about this, feels awful in the moment, but we don't even think about that. We're thinking about like, it's just going to feel so awful to do it. Actually, that's the lie. It doesn't feel awful to do it. It feels awful to sit around and dread it. It feels awful to sit around and think maybe I'll do it later. That's the awful part. The easy part is to do, can I just? And just get started. Because once something's in motion, it's so much easier to keep it in motion. It's like if you've ever had a car at a dead stop and you see people pushing, trying to like get this car rolling, they have to work really hard at it. Then once it starts inching forward, what happens? Momentum takes over. And that is just how it works. That guilt, the shame, the anxiety that you feel when you're procrastinating, tell yourself, this is the hard part. This is worse than walking into the gym and just starting to see if I can finish. And if I don't feel like it when I get started, give yourself permission to stop. 9 times out of 10, anything that I start, I either finish or I get real far into it and I'm like, wow, I really made some progress. And I want you to think about this. Go back to the last thing that you just started. And I want you to ask yourself, did I finish it? Was it easier than I thought? Did I get further? Was I at least glad I knocked out a few steps? Because if the answer is yes, you need to remember that. And in the moment, that's what we tell present self. We don't tell present self, like, I never once go into the gym thinking, you know, fuck me. Oh no, Corinne. You know, like in 3 months, when you're done and you can see muscles, you're just going to be so happy. Like when you're in a picture and you see it all, like you're just going to be like, that doesn't work. Just like for you, it's like, girl, you know, when you have like 365 plans created and you've lost all your weight and you're shopping in all the stores, you're going to feel so good. Never works. Present self is like, fuck you. I don't want to think about that. Because all present self thinks about, when you're thinking about the end of the road, you know what present self is thinking about? 365 attempts. Every single time is going to be hard. She is like, no. She just needs to know, look, this afternoon, it's going to feel like shit if you don't do it right now. How about we saddle up? Can I just, can I break this down into smaller steps? Or the last thing is, can I just admit, I don't really want to do this. I won't do this. And I'm done thinking I should be doing it. And I'm done thinking that there's something wrong with me because I don't want this for myself. All right. So here's how we're going to calendar, y'all. Number one, when you are, so I like to do all my shit on Sunday. I like to look at my week ahead. And I like to put little blocks of everything that's going to go on my calendar there. The first thing I always calendar is me first. So when I'm doing my calendar, date night goes on there. My workouts go on there. If there's like Logan time, it goes on there. Your time goes on first. And I want you to think about this. There are three forms of self-care that you all need to remember. Number one is the micro moment self-care. Now, if you're like, oh, whoa, can you slow down? What's one, two, and three? Stop right there. I'm not going to repeat it. Don't ask me to. Go to module 4, lesson 6 of No BS. There is a whole lesson called Future You and Self-Care. That's the deep dive into these three forms of self-care. So if this is like perking your little antenna up, go watch that video. It's probably a fucking asset that goes with it. Oh yeah, it has resources and ideas for the three different types of self-care. So the first one is micro moment self-care. That is your 5 to 30 second self-care. We don't have to put that on our calendar. But what you might want to do is if you've got like a big meeting or you've got a big, like let's say you got a social event, like let's say everybody's going to get together and play spades on Thursday. And you're just like, whoo, I get so nervous. I mean, Martha, she's so good at it. And, you know, Becky's going to be asking me questions about what me and my husband are doing. If I've lost weight, whatever comes up. You might want to just make a note on your calendar, something to think when your brain acts like an ass. That is a really good way so that when that little notice pops up on your phone or in your calendar, you also have triggered yourself like, girl, I knew you're going to be worried about Martha. So here's what to think instead. I know you're scared to death. The gym is going to ask 1,000 questions and you might feel stupid. But here's what I want you to remember. Like, trigger some of this shit. Like, let's get ahead of this, like, donkey brain of ours. The second form of self-care is what we call quickie self-care. That is your 30 to 10 minutes things. Some of you, you need to put about 10 minutes between some meetings. And during that 10 minutes, that's where you breathe. You might go to the bathroom, say a mantra or two. You might go to the bathroom and just sit there and like let your nervous system deregulate. You might, on your way home, sit in your car an extra 10 minutes. Like, I would put my commute on my calendar. If I had a long commute, I would put that thing on the calendar and I would give myself 4 or 5 minutes in the car with a song that'll ground me. If I'm the kind of woman that's going to walk into the house and the dog's going to need to be walked, the kids are like tugging on my ass, and the partner is like, what's for dinner? I'd give myself time to prepare for all of that. Because some stuff in life you can't get rid of. You can't just throw Rover out. You can't just like give kids up for adoption and say like, divorce. I need self-care. Then the last one is called big ass self-care. And that is when you have the time. That is your massages. That's the bigger things. And for some of us, we don't get a lot of big ass self-care. That's okay. Now, for a lot of you, No BS is a big part of your self-care. We have people write in all the time, like, this is your favorite form of self-care. You like, listen, I never understand this. I really like it when Corinne yells at us. So, if you like it when I'm yelling at you and preaching and here I am sweating all the things, plug it in where you're going to do it. If you put that commute on your calendar, pull up the website on Sunday. Go ahead and like tell yourself, here's what I want to watch this week that's going to help me with whatever I'm struggling with in my weight loss. Plug that time in. Now, the one thing I want to say about self-care, and you'll hear more about it in the Future You lesson, is that self-care, a lot of women hear self-care and they're like, it's going to have to be selfish to get this done. No, you ain't. Taking care of yourself is selfless. It is something that we do for ourselves so that we can stop giving everybody in our life the leftovers. I don't want Logan and Chris getting my leftovers because I'm too busy burning the candle on everything. I want them to get the best of me, not what's left of me. So you've got to redefine that. And you've got to tell yourself, no one's getting harmed when mama sits in the car for 5 minutes. Your partner is not going to rot on the couch. If y'all, let's say you watch the shows every afternoon. That's what you and your retired partner do. And you really need some time to yourself. They're not going to die on the couch if you decide for 15 minutes to leave the room and do something else for you. They might have words. They might say something. But guess what you get to think? That's cute. He'll be all right. She'll get through it. It'll just take a couple weeks. And then this will be their new routine. I just got to listen to them bitch for a couple weeks. Because here's the truth. When you start taking care of yourself after a lifetime of never doing it, people are going to think something's up. What the fuck else are they supposed to think? If your partner decided they needed self-care all of a sudden, and self-care involved going out for a couple of hours every day when they've always been straight up your ass, most of you think like, I would love it until it happened. And then your brain would be like, something's different. So I need to make up a shitty story. I wonder what he's up to. I wonder if he can even take care of himself while he's out. He better not be meeting some woman. Like the other day, I don't remember where Chris went. And Chris never fucking leaves the house. It was like 2 or 3 days in a row. He was like leaving the house, had his little driving hat on, all the things. And he never tells me dick about what he's doing. And after the third, I noticed the second day, I was like, what's he got, some life outside of me that I don't know about? Like my brain is just like running wild. But I know my brain runs wild. So I'm just kind of giggling about it. And the third day, I was like, where the hell you been the last 3 days? He was like, what do you mean? I was like, you've left the house 3 days in a row. I don't think you've left the house one day in 6 months. So yes, I notice. He was like, well, first day I had to go to storage. The padlock didn't work. Second day I had to go down to the restaurant, meet an electrician and blah, blah, blah. I don't even remember what the fuck he was doing on the third day. But he's gone like half the day. But even I, with Chris, who I entrust implicitly, my brain was like, has he got like a hussy on the side I didn't know about? I'm like, well, maybe she'll take some pressure off things. But like, I just want you to notice, like your brain likes to overreact. So that's not weird that your partner, if you've been up their ass for ages and you finally decide to have a candle moment in the bedroom by yourself, is going to be like, what are you doing? That's the way brains work. So we're going to calendar us first. Next thing we're going to do is we're going to calendar obligations. Obligations are the things that you literally do have to show up for. You're going to have to put your job in there. Like y'all are in here. Y'all are an obligation. I had a call at 9. I have a call at 10. I have a call at 11. I have a call at 12. I have a call at 1. And I have a call at 2. Guess what? There's no flexibility there. But guess what there also isn't? Bitching. Moaning. Now, do I dread having a full day? Yes, because I have a normal brain. But you know what else? I'm not sitting around questioning if I'm going to do it.
sitting there thinking like, if it wasn't for this damn job, I'd be doing so much more with my life. It's like, oh my God, it's my fucking job. I like having a house and water and electricity. Like, why am I ever acting like my job is getting in the way of my life? My job kind of supports my life. So I'm just going to free myself of the bullshittery that that is. So you want to do the obligations. But it's really important to get clear with yourself on what a real obligation is and what just feels like something you should be doing. So as you're putting your obligations on your calendar, I would question all of them, including your job. Even though most of us, that's an obligation, I would just be like, well, do I go to work every day because I think I should? No, this is actually, I need to go to work every day. Am I signing Junior up for T-ball because I have to? Because he asked? Okay, that's a should. I think I should because he asked. I think I should because that's what a good mother does. Now, I get to question, but do I really want to do that? Am I okay with saying no? If I'm not, then I can quit lying to myself and just say, I really don't want to say no to my child. I'm willing to be obligated. If I dread going, it'll be a lot easier for you to stop a lot of the negative emotion around it when you know you literally stopped, paused, and thought about it, and you chose it intentionally. And you knew your reasons why. The third thing we calendar is then we go to our priorities next. Our priorities are the things you care about and that matter the most to you. Sometimes that's parties. Sometimes that's no BS work, time with family, workouts, new hobbies, meeting people. Whatever that is, you need to figure out what are my priorities. For some of you, some of y'all really love a clean, organized house. And you're just like, Saturday is spick and span day. Like me and that bald dude, we are getting at it. We are going to be like scrubby dubby dubby and getting to town. If that's like if a really clean house means a lot to you, it becomes a priority. For me, not so much. It only becomes a priority if we're going to have company. Which I have starting tonight. So guess what today? Add on the calendar. A run through of the house, picking up random shit we leave laying around. It became a priority, but it's not always a priority. So I made sure to put on my calendar time. I've got an hour before they arrive to run through the house and just pick up all the random shit. I also scheduled on Monday to have the whole house cleaned. It was on the calendar. So we want to do priorities next. Then the last thing that we calendar is our lifestyle. That's like for some of you, if cleaning's not a priority, then it becomes a lifestyle thing. I need time to clean, grocery shop, chores, the mail pile. We want to make sure that what we do is we don't do random shit that are just like things that like kind of keep the flow going. We don't want those things to squeeze out the first three. The last thing I want y'all doing is cleaning your house obsessively because you feel selfish for taking care of yourself. I don't want you going to the grocery store and buying a bunch of food and shit because you'd feel so overwhelmed that you're not prioritizing your life. So it's like, rather than putting the priorities on the list, I get nothing done. I'm just taking care of like little routine lifestyle things and never getting to what's important. So we schedule those last because here's the trick. Those things, you will always get them done. If you take care of yourself and you go to job and you get those priorities done. We don't ever run out of time for priorities or for lifestyle. We squeeze those in. I'm telling you, I've never seen anybody like, well, Corinne, I lost 10 pounds this week. Like I calendar myself so well, I couldn't go to the grocery store and I didn't eat for a week. Oh, somehow we find time. So don't spend all your time in the stuff that will be easy for you to fuck with. You want to be prioritizing and scheduling the things that you notoriously do not make time for. And that's the beauty of a calendar. So here's a special calendaring tip. If it keeps getting kicked off your list, let's say I've got a long list of things I think I should be doing and all this other stuff. Then if you haven't done it after a couple of weeks, we're going to put it on a list called Day I'm Inspired. Because after 2 weeks, if it keeps rolling off your list to get it done, it's not important enough to you. So just tell the truth and put it on a list so your brain can quit thinking about it. And on a day that you have energy and you feel like it, you might be looking for something to do, you go to that list and be like, all right, here's some of that shit I said I would do. So y'all are asking a lot of technical questions. These lists are really more about you. So first, calendaring you is more about just you. What do I need to do this week to make sure I'm cared for? That could be your no BS time. That could be putting in your journaling time. That could be making your 24-hour plan. For some of you, that's food prep. Whatever it is that takes care of you. That could be a massage. That could be lunch with a girlfriend. That could be your pickleball time. For me, my workouts go in there. For me, that's me time. The second one is your obligations. Obligations are things you literally have to do. Like obligations for me is work. Like I'm obligated to be at this call. Like every meeting I have on my calendar, that is an obligation. I can't just skip those things. I mean, could y'all imagine if I only came to the Wednesday Q&A when I fucking felt like it? Hell no. You know what I feel like doing right now? Going out for a walk. Hell, I'd like to go shopping. There's like 1,000 beautiful things to do in Nashville today. It's sunny. So what we want to do is we want to make sure that we put our obligations on there. These are the things that we know we have to do in order to live and survive. Like paying bills is an obligation. You can't just not pay your damn bills. The next are the priorities. These are things that you care about and that matter to you. For some of you, that's family time. For some of you, your hobbies might fall in there. Priorities are those things. I like to think about priorities as the things that we really want to do in life, but they get sidelined for lifestyle. It's quality time. It's like the things we say we want most in the world, but we easily skip them, feel burned out because we're spending too much time in zone 4, which is lifestyle. Lifestyle is like going to the store. It's cleaning your house, doing chores, mail piles, just taking care of things. The routine stuff almost always gets done. And this is the thing. It may not always get done to your standards. And that's another thing. The way your laundry's folded and washed and the way your house is clean and who goes to the grocery store? I have got friends that will not use Shipt when they need to. And they will, though, complain that they run out of time for their priorities. So what we want to do is we want to make sure like some of that stuff, you need to look at it. You may need to adjust your standards so that the things that matter in your life aren't getting squeezed out because of some shit you think should be. Now, if you like things done a certain way, let's say you love going to the grocery store, well, then that's fine. But I have a lot of friends that wear themselves out to go to the grocery store, bitch moan the whole time, and then complain they ain't got time to watch an hour TV on the weekend when they just spent 3 in traffic, going to the store, walking aimlessly around, hating every second of it, coming home and how to put it all away. So what we want to do is we always just want to be questioning, y'all. Just be questioning. All right, let me answer a couple of questions and then we're going to get out of here. I am retired and find that everything on my calendar is either for me or my priorities. That's what probably retirement should be. I really don't have any obligations anymore. That's amazing. Absolutely. I agree. So why do I feel somewhat guilty for that? Because of everything I talked about in the beginning. We, as women, we are very conditioned that our worth has everything to do with how well we take care of people, what we're doing for others. That is a conditioned belief. And when you don't have a lot of obligations anymore, you have now removed your self-worth activities. So here's the replacement. Go through the self-love course inside of No BS. It's time to start realizing I've done that part of my life. It's time to start questioning. Make a list of I feel guilty because, and then write down all these things that you feel guilty about. And then you want to go through and be like, is this really a morality issue? Or do I just sometimes feel guilty, but it's not a real reason? Sometimes we just have to get aware that we're feeling guilty. It's not like you're like kicking baby puppies. You're just enjoying your hard-earned life. And a lot of that comes from just a lifetime of women being told that our worth has everything to do with how well we take care of our kids, what we do at the job, how well we take care of our house, and all this other shit. And when you kind of remove that stuff, it's natural to feel that emptiness. What if everything feels important and matters most? Everything is not important and everything, it just feels that way, but that's because you're not questioning it. How exactly do we sort the 12 things that matter into priorities, have an abundance of time and desire to tackle it all, and also have so much trouble deciding? First and foremost, if you got an abundance of time, I wouldn't even sort it in order of priority. Here's the best way to do it. Write that shit on a list, close your eyes, point your finger and say like, that's the one we start with. Because it doesn't matter. You need to tell yourself, it doesn't even fucking matter which one comes first. I have all the time in the world. Like literally, it does not matter. You have to quit telling yourself like there's a right order. There's one that matters more, whatever. It's like, no, that is just some shit my brain is thinking. Now, if you actually have lots of priorities like I do. So yesterday I was in a meeting and right now in the business, I am pretty much wearing a few hats. And so my team has given me constant projects, like projects with deadlines, project with deadlines. And so like one department's giving me projects, another department's giving me projects. Like I'm getting it from several angles on top of what I normally do. And so yesterday I was in a meeting and I just said, okay, I need everybody to stop. And I said, here's what I need. I need you to take a breath and we're going to look at this list and we're going to sort it by priority order. First thing that you do, I'm going to teach, I've taught y'all this several times, but let me teach it one more time because it's always a good lesson and it's always helpful. Hang on a second. And wait, I got to get my camera back up. I haven't been looking at myself, so I need to make sure y'all can see me. And also Chris Crabtree needs to get all these fucking cords out of the way because every time I try to roll my stuff over, I'm just rolling cords. I'm going to tell y'all, there's nothing like a bunch of cords to piss me off. This is my shitty attitude of the day. Okay. So I need different color markers. I wish I had one more color. I don't know if this one will work, but we'll see. All right. First thing you're going to do is you're going to make your priority list. Okay. Now, Corinne does not type very, or type. I don't write very well, so y'all just bear with me. So you're just going to list all the things. Just like yesterday, we were like kind of going through my board. We put everything on a board, and there was 20, 30, all the things. All right. Thank you. This is Skims by Kim Kardashian. For those of you who are wondering where this dress came from. First thing you're going to do is you're going to put a mark. You're going to get a marker. And everything that's easy, like this will be easy to do. It gets a blue mark. Okay.
So we go with blue or any color you want. I'm just using markers for an example. Then you're going to go through and you're going to say like, okay, the rest of them, these are harder to do. Okay. So we're going to mark those. Now we've got everything sorted into this will be easy, this will be hard. The next thing we do is we take a look at our list. This is like super helpful for work stuff. We do this all the time. In fact, yesterday, this is exactly what we did for all of our marketing projects right now. You're going to go through and be like, all right, of this list, the entire list, what would have a big impact? Like this will make a difference. Like, and for those of you who are like sorting out like your home stuff and your life stuff, it's like, I would get so much joy or my family would enjoy it, whatever. You're going to give it a mark. Okay. Then the last thing you do is you go back through. I wish I had a different color marker. This would be a lot easier. We're going to have to roll with it. I don't know if this is actually, no, it's not. Let me just use black again. The last one is low impact. Won't make much of a difference. Hardly nobody would notice. This don't have a big payoff, all that kind of stuff. So then you just go through and you find those holes. Now you have everything in what's called a chart. So you want to go through and anything that's high impact plus easy to do, you pull that out. And those get done first. Because if it's going to make a big impact and it's easy to get done, you want to do those things first. Then you go through and you're like, all right, this is how I like to do it. If it's hard to do, plus it has a low impact, you cross those out. There ain't even no sense in putting this on your list. It's like, not only is this hard, but hardly nobody, including myself, would fucking notice. This is probably, I should be doing this. We don't want to waste our life with a bunch of shit that we're focused on that doesn't make a big impact and it's fucking hard. This is where most people put shoulds. This is where we spend time burnt out. And this is where we spend time overwhelmed. Then we have two more categories. It's high impact plus it's hard. And then we have low impact, but it's easy. I always do it this way. I knock out high impact, easy to do stuff first. Then I go over to my high impact, but hard to do things. I just put them in a simple order of what I'd like to see done first. Like what's the highest impact? What's the next? What's the next? Then I take the first one that I think, you know, of all of these things, this has the biggest impact on my life or the biggest impact on my job. I break it down into small steps. I list everything that I think needs to get done so that I don't have to think about the big project. I'm just chunking out. I've made things a lot easier to do. When I get to a point to where I have to stop on this because it's going to take a lot of time or now I'm waiting on someone. A lot of times one thing that makes it hard is there's going to be three or four of us working on this. And I have to rely on someone else. So while they're doing their part, I'm at a dead standstill. I run over to my low impact, but easy things to do, and I start knocking them off. Then when I can come back to this, I run back over here. I'm going to tell you, this is the best way to run a business, to run a house, and to run your life. I don't care if you're retired, you could do this. Make a list of all those things that you think you should be doing, that you should fill your time with, that's going to like make a difference and blah, blah, blah. And put it in here and just see. You might find there are things that are easier for you to do than you think. All right. And that is everything I got for y'all on prioritizing and getting it on your calendar. Next week, we are going to dive deep into time wasters. We're going to talk about procrastination, lack of sleep, and giving everything equal importance. This
is a lot about equal importance. I will probably refresh this next week. So I want you to go to the Facebook group. Please post what you learned from today to encourage other people to take this course. And please also, if you are losing weight this month because you're thinking about time differently, I really want to hear about that. All right. Have a good one, y'all. Bye.